This is Sharp Money with Patrick Maher on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Okay, Sharp Money, VSiN, the sports betting network, as we welcome you back on a Monday, August 5. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. The big guy, not as big as he used to be, and that's a point of controversy on the program. We'll get to that in a second. Hanging out at the D, downtown Las Vegas, and he's sitting next to our longtime friend, and for my money, and everybody would agree, one of the best bettors on the planet. When it comes to the NFL, you better run the other way if you're a bookmaker. Steve Fezzik, of course, professional bettor at Fezzik Sports. He's brought to you on the Progressive Guest Line. It's been a long time since we've seen you, my friend, so it's great to see you. Well, let's before we get into the NFL preseason and before we get into the kickoff rules, let's have a little house cleaning here. One, we have to start here. I don't know if you heard it, but the big guy is upset with you because he feels as though you're trolling him when you text him how great Jonathan Von Tobel looks, and he's upset with you. Would you like to react?
All I can say is that if I was single and JVT was single and I was wired that way, JVT and I might be hanging out because the man looks seriously different. He's looking good. Not to put pressure on you, Dustin. Now, maybe he's sandbagged. Like, I hear that people in that, what is it, the Biggest Loser, that a lot of those people, like, go to buffets nonstop before the contest. So it's so much easier to go up and then down. Maybe JVT did that, but he weighed 300. That dude is closing in maybe 250 now. Something crazy. I don't know.
Shots fired, big guy.
That's
shots
a big
fired.
Number. I just want to point out, we all thought that he was going to beat me in the first way, and then he lost 18 pounds. So I just want to point that out.
Well, maybe he was sandbagging, like Steve just said.
No, look.
Let you win the first weigh-in, which was inconsequential, and then he wins the contest.
No, I'll be honest, but like, look. Things have definitely slowed up for me, but I've found a couple secrets lately that are starting to work. So I think I'm going to be fine. 1 month from today. 1 month from today, we weigh in and we find out.
Bottom line is, everybody's different. For me, don't eat until the sun goes down and pound water and get 10,000 steps. Having said all this, I just went to Saginaw's for lunch, so I got to tell you guys this off script. Power rating wise, I'm eating with three people. I think I might be power rated fourth in this group. I was with Rob Pizzola, Rufus Peabody, and Mike Craig from Raz. So this was like a powerhouse group at lunch. We just got done. Yes,
heavy hitters, and Steve was involved in a weight loss contest. And he's keeping the weight off. As a matter of fact, I thought Ryan Gosling was sitting down when he grabbed the headset. Now, by the way, we're on to extras. So France, Egypt does cash under 2.5. If you played along, congratulations. We'll get to the surcharge controversy. Before we do, let's talk about your summer with your wife and with your son, Johnny. Like, how's your summer been going? How's it been going from a professional bettor's perspective?
My everlasting summer, and it is fading fast as reeling in the years. Steely Dan would say, I went to Boston, 60th birthday party for my friend Andrew Bruce McDonald. That was spectacular. Went to Orlando, did the Disney, did the Universal. Just went to San Diego, saw a Padres game, and just got back from beautiful Lake Tahoe. No better place in the summer than Tahoe. Loved it all.
What did you think of Petco there in San Diego? Beautiful park?
You know, I love Petco because when I rank ballparks, Patrick, it's the whole experience. So although Dodger
Correct.
Stadium is super, it's just there in Chavez Ravine. There's no before or after the game versus being in Wrigleyville or being in San Francisco or being, you know, in the gas lamp district of San Diego. You have to put the entire experience, and that's why I'd rank a trip to San Diego number one along with Wrigley.
You just nailed it. Like, my favorite in-game experience sitting at the park with the mountains in the background is Dodger Stadium. But if I'm computing everything, Steve, Gaslight District, the stadium, Petco has to be right up there.
Yeah, the water there. And you know what? I'd actually say, you know, just the whole downtown San Diego, they don't call it America's finest city for no reason. I mean, the weather's spectacular, but just ride the trolley. So many happy people. The bad parents take their kids to Vegas in the summer. Go to San Diego. Stop doing that.
the bad parents. You can do an overview here, so no need to get into the nitty-gritty, but just thinking about the NFL season, doing your homework, has anything stood out?
Couple things. So, you know, and this has been the case every year. I like betting season win numbers because directionally, if you're right, you're going to win. There's, you know, there's not going to be one fluke play that's going to turn a winner into a loser. You know, I looked at the prevalent numbers and all the season win numbers, and the average NFL team obviously should be just a shade under 8.5. 17 games, divide by two, going to win 8.5 games, but could be some overtime games with only a 10-minute overtime. Call it 8.4 should be the average number, and it's more like 8.58. That sounds trivial, 0.18 difference. Turns out it's significant enough that if you bet every single NFL team under, you probably should eke out a small profit if you're playing at minus 110. So look to play more unders than overs, a lot more unders. I shy away from the overs. So I would do your homework, and I would absolutely be looking to play select team unders.
That's perfect. And, of course, Steve Fezzik, not just a professional bettor, but won myriad contests in Vegas and alike when it comes to NFL betting. He's one of the best to do it. We are closely following a report that's claiming Ayuk has been traded to the Steelers. We don't have confirmation there. Dustin is efforting to find out. If we do have confirmation on Ayuk, I'm just throwing it out there. We can't confirm it quite yet. We will as we continue with Steve Fezzik. And by the way, one of our favorite parts with Steve is when you ask him questions, your opportunity to ask a pro. So you can email us sharpmoney@vsin.com. Now, there's been controversy in the betting space, which you're always on top of, and I don't know a ton about it, so I'm going to lean on you. There's been some surcharge controversy. Would you like to elucidate, Mr. Fez?
Yeah, so what's happening is a lot of the states are charging the providers a very high tax rate. Now, they only have to pay this tax rate if they're making money, so let me caveat this, but it is a high taxation rate, and so the providers are discussing having to have a surcharge, a gambling surcharge, which they discussed being 3 to 5% of the winnings that someone's going to receive, and that is being described as being nominal. So I'm a movies reference guy, right?
Yes.
So I'm going to go back to The Running Man, where Richard Dawson is in The Running Man. He's hosting this game show, and he just is not being truthful with the public at all. And Arnold Schwarzenegger says, Killian is lying to you. There's nothing nominal about a 3.2% charge. And here's why. For the past 50 years, Dustin, since they turned the 10% federal tax in Nevada down to 2%, you've been laying minus 110. You've been betting at 110 to win 100 on any sports bet that you've been making since 1976 or whatever the change was. Okay? We've been $10 a vig on every $100 wagered. This nominal change, now you're going to be betting basically minus 113.6. Now, 113.6 sounds the same as 110, but if you think about it just in terms of the vig, now you're paying $13.60 for something that we're paying $10 for at each and every place for the last 50 years. There is no way this can work. I understand Starbucks charges you double for coffee versus anywhere else, but it's a different coffee. I don't think it's worth it. Some people will. The point is, it's the same coffee. It's the same exact thing. If I'm betting the Minnesota Vikings in preseason against the Raiders, I'm catching +5, minus 110 at every single place that I wager at, except for a gambling place that puts a surcharge in. They will get no business from anyone with a brain. They'll lose 70%, 75%, and they'll have to repeal it and go back to where they were. So, guys, if you're listening to me, don't change this, because you're just going to have to change it back and you're going to alienate your entire client base.
On what planet are they trying to convince a betting pool that an extra 3.2 is nominal? That's everything. Like, well, you've constantly talked about the importance of hunting for the right number. A difference in 3.2 is huge.
Well, people still go to Fat Burger and pay $25 for a burger combo when they can get it for like $9.99 at In-N-Out Burger. But I could argue, hey, the Fat Burger is not identical to the In-N-Out Burger. In this case, it is indeed the identical bet. You can talk all you want about customer service and all that stuff. Think about blackjack, the 6-to-5 blackjack, the sucker payout. Is just absolutely egregious. No sharp person will play it, and they have it there for people who want to play like the little $2 and the $5 tables. That's like adding a 1.4% edge to the overall house edge, and that's comparable to the edge. The edge being added to the house, putting in the surcharge, is actually higher than the edge being added to blackjack, paying 6-to-5, which no one with a brain would ever play.
So a $13.20 standard vigorish, you believe that something like that is almost cutting your nose to spite your face, over a long run, it's going to hurt them as opposed to benefit them.
Oh, absolutely. No one will match it. They're counting on everyone else following their lead like they're going to change the entire industry, and it's just not going to happen. Because even if by some miracle, it's like Danny DeVito in Other People's Money, he says, even if by some miracle the dollar does this and the yen does that and the infrastructure does the other thing, it's still going to stay minus 110. Know why? Offshore. Every offshore still has minus 110, and it'll just send all the U.S. customers will just go back to betting in Costa Rica. Meet me tonight in Costa Rica if that happens.
I'm not a big movie guy. You're a big movie guy. But Danny DeVito, is that the dude that was with Schwarzenegger in Twins?
That is the guy who is making some of the best Jersey Mike commercials. By the way, Jersey Mike's, I rank them number one. I don't know what Matt Heumann's list is, but Matt, I got Jersey Mike's number one in my fast food.
See, he's had an axe to grind for the 10-plus years I know him about Starbucks. He'll bring up Starbucks if you're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, but he does like Jersey Mike's. That is something that's been consistent. Dustin, before we go to break, anything else on Ayuk, or has it been falsely reported?
No, look, Cam Marino's reporting it. He's more of a draft guy. He's got 7,000 followers. I've seen him in my feed before, but I don't know him as a newsbreaker, so I don't totally trust it now, but maybe something bigger is coming to look out for.
Okay, we'll hold off on officially reporting anything about Ayuk until we get confirmation from somebody that's accredited. When we return, Fez loves betting the NFL preseason. We'll find out why. Okay, it's an exciting time at VSiN because VSiN is again now proudly owned by Musburger Media. And to celebrate, VSiN is offering our lowest prices ever, a special 3-year offer. So this week only, you get 3 years of VSiN Pro access for just $350. That saves you over 75% off the monthly price. You get our daily best bets with the leaderboard. You get the betting splits, you get the betting systems, you get 24/7 video access, you get access to all of our betting guides. It's all there now. If you're an existing subscriber and you'd like to add 3 years to your account, just please email us at subscribe@vsin.com. However, if you're looking to subscribe to VSiN for the first time, please visit vsin.com/special to sign up today. That's vsin.com/special. Okay, we've got questions coming in for professional bettor. And he's just a great guy, a good friend, and a great bettor. Steve Fezzik, he joins us at Fezzik Sports on Twitter. You can email Dustin, and he'll ask the question live on the air at sharpmoney@vsin.com. Progressive Guest Line brings you Steve Fezzik. We were joking before we came back on the air. Now, Steve's pretty buttoned up, and he's not one to really get crazy with the drinks, but prior to me going on my little break, Steve was showing up, maybe playing a little blackjack, and I had a couple of cocktails. Now that we're owned by Bill A.D., Brian Musburger, Michelle Musburger again, we go back to just being a family, Steve. And you mentioned maybe if A.D. and Musburger agreed to it, you would come in and do a drinking show where people ask questions, maybe you're a little loose, and you start spilling the tea. Is this something we want to do?
I leave it up to the experts. I'm not in charge of programming, but I will say this. So I ran into Bill for the first time up at the Legacy Club, which is on the top floor of Circa. And every Friday night during the summer, they have fireworks at 9 o'clock. It's just a spectacular venue. And Bill was buying me drinks. And that was a very memorable night up at that Legacy Club. Any time I can go drinking with Mr. AD, I'm up for it. Yes.
Whatever happens at Legacy stays at Legacy, Fez. Dustin, quickly, if you want to go Mets cards, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going with the Mets minus 115. Cardinals are the second worst team in all of baseball in OPS against lefties. Manaea has been really good. Strong July, 2.70 ERA in that month. He beat the Cards back on May 6th. Let's back him because I think the Cardinals had a later travel with Sunday Night Baseball.
You know,
okay,
one thing.
Quickly.
One thing,
go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, the game has started. I'm sorry to interrupt. But the beauty of it is that, Patrick, we have evolved so that if Dustin likes the Mets and the game pre-flop, at the end of a half an inning, he's still going to like the Mets. I mean, obviously the odds are going to tilt a little bit to reflect whether there's a score or not, but I think it's perfectly fine to take the recommendation at the end of a half inning or one inning, bet it live at that point. Yes.
If we're being fair, he just wanted to flex. The game had already started, but he put me in a tough spot.
No, that was the first pitch.
That was, yeah, but the game. Now, three preseason games. Fans love it because we want more live bullets, real games. You, as a professional bettor, loved betting preseason. We can spread out a little bit on this, Steve, because I wonder, is preseason betting for a professional like you still as profitable as it used to be with coaches like McVay and others adopting a whole new rotation strategy when it comes to the NFL preseason?
Yeah, preseason's always good for the pros, but it's actually so good that it's hard to make a lot of money because the limits are lower. So it's hard to get down a lot of money. But volatility in the economic world is good for investors. Look at Bitcoin. Blink, it's at 50,000. It's at 70,000. It's back to 54,000. That's what investors like to see. You can make money from volatility. Same thing with point spreads. You love it when information's coming in and lines are pinballing all over the place. Example, the Raiders were an underdog at the Vikings. Raiders, quarterback battle, reasons to back the Raiders here. Okay, so our friend the Hitman played the Raiders plus 1.5. Right Angle Sports played the Raiders minus 2.5. Now the Raiders are minus 5, Patrick. I don't care that the Hitman likes the Raiders of plus 1.5. Give me some Vikings plus 5. You put me down on that. I mean, at some point, I think that this the ship has just sailed too far. But I love that volatility. You bring up a great point. You got to be out of your mind to back the Rams in any preseason game. So I think if you just look to fade the Rams, especially because they're getting banged up already for the season, you're probably going to go 2-1 in the preseason.
Yeah, McVay's not going to play anybody, to your point. But and you've seen kind of the evolution or de-evolution of the preseason where you used to play starters and now it's a mixed bag with these head coaches.
Exactly. You know, one thing I have noticed is that these week one totals are still about what they used to be. They opened about what they used to be, namely between the 33.5 to 36.5 range for a bunch of games. I just think that's too low, especially with the new kickoff rules. I think once you go below 37, you got to go over or you got to pass. And you're seeing this already. You're seeing it in the marketplace that select games are getting hit over the total because the feeling is you can, just by accident, you can get to 37 on any NFL game, even if it's preseason with lousy quarterbacks.
Okay. Now, on Friday when I came back, I texted Steve. Now, it was the first time in real time at the Hall of Fame game, we got to see the new kickoff rules. So I think we're going to have to give it some time and also really what our special teams coordinator is going to show us in the preseason. But I knew you'd be way out ahead of it as far as a professional bettor. This is how you make your livelihood. Let's start into the conversation, the new kickoff rules from a betting perspective.
Sure. So what's the change? So you're still going to be kicking off from the 35. If you have a penalty, if you celebrate too much, your kicker's going to have to kick off from the 20. But the thing is that penalty isn't going to hurt you that much because every other player is going to stand on the same point. The team defending the kickoff is going to have all their dudes on the 40, the other team's 40, and all the blockers are going to be between the 30 and 35. Those players are not allowed to move. And there's two kick returners that are going to be right close to the goal line. They're going to be returning the kicks. Kick it out of the end zone, team gets the ball at the 30 now. Can't be doing that. However, don't want to be kicking the ball short because now they're going to return it past the 30. So the optimal kick, I feel strongly, this is a solve game. The right way to do it, you want the most ugly, corkscrewing, twisting, hard-to-catch ball that is going to bounce, ideally, right around the goal line. And that's going to put the kick returner to a decision. Don't want your kick returner to be distracted. He's thinking, is it going into the end zone? Is it not going to the end zone? Ah, screw it. I'll just catch it, and I'll run it out. I'm right around the goal line and make it hard for him to catch it as well. If you kick it that way, I think the average field position is going to be right around the 25. That's a perfect kick, though. All kicks won't be perfect. I think the average field position is going to be right around the 28, 28.5-yard line, maybe the 29. So you're going to see instead of teams starting on their own 25, they're going to start on the 28.5. And 3.5 extra yards is indeed significant. It's going to increase scoring in the NFL with the better field position. But, Patrick, maybe by a point, 1 point on average. Here's the nuance. it's actually going to lower yardage because drives are going to be shorter, such that, like, if you're betting season-long passing yards, reception yards, running yards, I actually think you're going to see more unders from skill position players because of the shorter drives.
So more scoring, but if you're looking at the prop market, you may go under. Okay, so that makes sense. Now, you also mentioned that you would apply, does this new kickoff rule, I believe you said it actually benefits the dog. Was that correct? You can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, so let's say you're a 17-point dog. You're supposed to, and I know this, I'm taking the most extreme example. You're supposed to get outscored by 3 scores over the course of a game. That means you get 3 extra kickoff returns. I'm going to round it up. So let's say you get 5 extra yards per kickoff in field position. That's 15 extra yards. Well, that team that's a 17-point dog, they're only supposed to get 300 yards in offense, and now they're supposed to get 315. That's worth the point. So automatically, a 17-point dog should become a 16-point dog just from an extra point of field position.
Beautiful. Well done explaining that. Do you like the new kickoff rule, or are you just coming from a betting perspective, you don't care?
I love changes. Anything that changes helps the better typically make more money when the odds makers a little slow to adjust. You know, one thing you can consider, just little things like who's getting the ball in the second half. Now, that's an advantage. It's always been an advantage. Now, it's a little bit of a bigger advantage. If you're betting quarters and you're betting the first quarter and your team's getting the ball, well, that's become a bigger edge because now you're getting an extra 4 yards on average of field position to start the game off. So I love changes because of that, and it magnifies the edge of the team that is receiving a kickoff. End game becomes fascinating. End of the first half, you know, you better be careful. You're going to score with 20. You're going to leave 20, 25 seconds. Most teams would take a knee in that situation. No longer. Team's going to be starting close to the 30. They're going to try to answer back. So game management of the clock becomes more important in the end game also.
Uh-oh, Andy Reid, we're starting to get nervous. Some of these coaches are better than others at managing the clock. By the way, Dustin, Brandon Ayuk is trending, so we'll keep on top of that. We don't have official confirmation about the 49er wide receiver, but if we do get it, we'll pass it along. Dustin is monitoring our email. It's sharpmoney@vsin.com. We've got some questions coming in for Fez. We're going to get to those in the next segment, but we needed that. We needed some help with the new kickoff rules and also preseason betting, okay? More with Steve Fezzik, professional bettor, coming back. Also monitoring Brandon Ayuk. Will he or won't he get traded? We continue. Sharp Money here. It's VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. Sharp Money, VSIN, the Sports Betting Network. The big guy, Dustin Sweetelson, downtown Las Vegas at the D, hanging out with professional bettor, Steve Fezzik, friend of the program, one of the best to do it. I'm Patrick Maher, live from Los Angeles. We're going to get to your questions with Steve Fezzik. Keep them coming. SharpMoney@vsin.com. I was just taking a look quickly. Coming up on Thursday with the 2 preseason games. I don't know if this means anything to you, these 2 games. Of course, these teams scrimmaging. I saw Detroit and your Giants, big guy. They were fighting today, all-out brawls. Carolina, New England. New England opened 1. They jumped up to 4, 34 on the total. And Detroit and the Giants is sitting right now with the Giants 3.5 and 34.5 on the total. Do the numbers in those 2 preseason games on Thursday mean anything to you, Fez?
I think 34.5 is just too low a number. So if gun to my head, if I had to make wagers, investments on these games, I would look to play the over. And again, the kickoffs are going to help scoring. And it's not just field position. You can fumble on the kickoff. You can run a kickoff back for a touchdown. So just getting the ball on the 25 like you used to all the time when they kicked it out of the end zone, suppress scoring. So I'd lean overs. I also, I have a philosophy, always play back. If New England opened -1 and they went to -4, there's no way in heck I'm betting New England -4. So I would Carolina or nothing in terms of the point spread.
Beautiful. Big guy, our 2 teams, the Lions, who everybody loves, and your Giants play on Thursday. Do you have a read on your football Giants right now?
Yeah, look, it's take shots at Daniel Jones season out there right now. And I think the talking points have been so drastic on him. He's now, like, underrated, even though he actually stinks. Like, people can stink and be underrated. I think the narrative has gone way over the hill here. look, he's not going to take them back to the playoffs. But I think this defense is really good. He finally has some weapons, and the offensive line should be improved. Still not great. I think the Giants could threaten to go over their win total just because it's so low.
Fez, anything on his football Giants?
Spot on. So Giants' current number is like 6.3 for a season win number. And let's face it, in order to go under 6.5 in a 17-game schedule, you need to have a quarterback that just stinks, like Tommy Cutlets or someone like that, or Young, who can't throw the ball and isn't getting protected and has no weapons. And the Giants have weapons now. And if Jones is the 20th best quarterback, they should be able to win 7 games. I got nothing on the G-men.
The Tommy Cutlets, of course, he hit a huge like run last year. What was it? Tommy DeVito, correct,
yeah.
Boys?
Yeah, and he's Cutlets. The reason I don't have a Caleb Williams Giants jersey right now.
If you have the parlay on today's show, will two separate DeVitos be mentioned? Head to the window. You are the winner.
The total was 1.5 DeVitos, and it cashes.
He just cashed. That's good, Steve. By the way, Mike Somich checking in. He's very excited about the potential Steve Fezzik drinking show. He just texted me, shots with Steve, ! We got to make it happen.
If Bill can bring some like pineapple martinis, I will drink one every segment until you kick my bum out of here.
There's literally a bar right over your right shoulder, so we can find cocktails, I assure you. Okay, it's time to ask the pro, Steve Fezzik, of course, of SharpMoney at vsin.com. Big guy, let's get it started.
All right, this one comes from Jesse. When books put out promos on specific sports, for instance, one book had a soccer three-way money line promo that is offering a risk-free bet up to a certain amount. Now, my question is, why are they offering it? Is it just to drum up interest from average losing bettors, or is it because they are needing to leverage on the huge money line dogs in order to outweigh the big money coming in on the giant favorites?
It's a great question.
Ooh,
so
great question.
There's a feeling. I think famously there's one time Herbert, they had a prop. I think DraftKings did. Will he throw a touchdown in this game? And they you could wager to like $1 to win 250, and he did not throw a touchdown. And everyone's like, oh, they had inside information. Herbert wasn't going to throw a touchdown. No, it's all in the promotional budget. They're just giving away free money, and you absolutely should take advantage of it as best as possible, not just you yourself, but if you've got some children that have just turned 21, some third cousins, some bartender that doesn't bet, probably get him to wager for you with it as well.
Steve, I believe I've received texts from Steve in the past about promo hunting. Like we could drive, maybe we could drive to Arizona and get some of the promos there in Arizona or wherever. But all kidding aside, that is something that you're very passionate about. Like if a book is offering a promo, you have to take advantage of it.
Yeah. So I was at the lake this weekend and one of the casinos had a 10 time tier credit match. And what does that mean is you get 10 times for the status that you get with them. And I have the highest VIP status. You get 10 times the points you normally would. Well, I'm playing a negative EV game, a game where I'm going to lose slightly at 0.5%, but it's so valuable to keep that status that I absolutely felt like, okay, you know, block this out. I will fly up there just to take advantage. This is the weekend to go when they're having that promo. And I know players that I know plan their entire summers around trying to take advantage when they're giving away cars. There's a great book called Comp City, C-O-M-P City by Max Rubin that explains how to get free Las Vegas vacations and how to take advantage of these drawings. And I think it's called Jean Scott is the gal's name. She's the queen of comps, and she would chase all these promotions as well. You could actually make a living doing nothing but chasing promos across the country.
I just realized I haven't spoken to you in a while, so I don't know how the World Series of Poker went for you.
You know, interesting. So I played the seniors event. I played one event, and I busted Queens against Kings. I had like 35 big blinds left. Flop came three small cards. I called a raise. I called a re-raise with Queens, and then all the money got in on three small cards, and he had Kings, and I was donezo. But really negative, I felt, with the World Series of Poker, and here's why. It is so crowded, and they're a victim of their own success. Patrick, it's COVID central. They used to call it the Rio flu, and now it's the Paris flu, where everyone is so bunched in. You've got 9 people at the table, and you've got all these tables adjacent to each other, but then you do a break every 2 hours. There's not enough people waiting in line for the bathroom. You're like, you know, packed against each other in the hallways. it's impossible not to be exposed to more, you know, international bugs because people are flying in from all over the world and the like and all over the country. So it is a super spreader event. I cannot recommend it because of that.
So you're down on the logistics of the WSOP right now.
Biden got COVID when he was playing in the WSOP.
There was like a 4-week stretch in the football season where Steve was sick and just like in his bed not doing anything.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad time for that flu. Whatever you had, that was a bad time for it to hit.
Yeah, that was – you know, I never shook it because we've all been there. You get run down, and I work like 60, 70 hours a week during the fall. So then I take a day and a half off to like supposedly get better. I'm starting to get a little bit better, go back to work, get sick again. Yeah.
Well, I do believe he came on, he was sick, and I could tell he was sick. He did one segment, and we were like, you got to go. You got to get the hell out of here. So that's what happened with Fez during football season. We have time for one more question, Big Guy, and again for next week.
All right.
SharpMoney@VSiN.com.
Let's go Craig in Louisiana. I started betting NFL games a few years ago and want to get into more futures. I hear a lot of people talk about win totals, but it feels like a long time to double up my money. Should I be looking at that or get better odds in the futures market on Super Bowl and awards?
I would ignore all of it. Craig, you're in Louisiana. You're in the golden swatch of the redneck Riviera there. So I want you to head on down. What's Forrest Gump? You should be in Alabama, my man. So go and take advantage. I'm not going to like lay out which books to be betting on. Let's just say it's a lot easier to win wagering against some of the books in Alabama than it is in Las Vegas or Atlantic City.
Have you been playing tennis in the extreme heat?
You know, I play with my son, and I play with Gil Alexander. And Gilly and I have some tremendous matches back and forth. There's a whole lot of parity, but it's a good matchup for me because I play defense, and Gil is a good defensive player. So when he goes on the offense, it's almost like Stratego. He tries to like capture my flag, and he sacrifices his one on my spy, and then he's donezo. So it's a good matchup. I do want to bring in my friend Todd Wishnev, if he's listening.
Please. So
Todd tells me he was the number one ranked player in the greater Pittsburgh metropolitan area, largely because he was playing like three matches a day, and they gave you bonus points for playing more matchups. Number one in Pittsburgh. Todd, you are the Pennsylvania chicken. Fezzik is going to take you out. I'm going to take you down.
Oh, he's ducking you?
I'm going to take you down.
Is he ducking you?
I will take you down, Wishnev. I will take you down to Chinatown. You are out of the circle of trust. If you don't get your butt out here to Vegas, and we all know what's going to happen, you're too big. I'm going to take you
down,
Wishnev, big man, right now.
Shots have been fired. I don't know if you're ducking, Fez, but he wants to play you. It's very reminiscent of Jimmy Connors and, of course, Mr. McEnroe. Wishnev Fezzik. All right. Well, great to see you. Glad you're doing well. We'll talk to you next week. That's Steve Fezzik, professional bettor at Fezzik Sports. Anything else we can plug on the way out here, Fez?
You know, just a pleasure for you guys to have me on. I have such a great time. And sometimes I sound like I have all the answers, but I was humbled today talking with Rufus Peabody, who belongs in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame. Put bettors, sports bettors in the Hall of Fame, not administrators.
You're a legend.
It is our honor.
We're back with the family plays. Okay, our 2024 VSiN College Football Betting Guide is available now. This guide is your ultimate resource for the upcoming college football season, including previews of all 134 teams, a preseason top 25, power ratings, proven systems, and more. You can sign up and receive both the college and NFL betting guides, plus full VSiN Pro access to our daily Pro Picks, 24/7 video, exclusive data like our betting splits, all the way through the Super Bowl. An early bird discount right now of $175, or you can sign up for a monthly subscription and get your first 30 days for only $19 to see everything VSiN has to offer. Don't miss out on the preseason deals. Visit vsin.com/subscribe to sign up today. That's vsin.com/subscribe. We have major, and I mean major, show drama as we I'm going to try to be delicate with this. Dustin Sweetelson at the D. I'm Patrick Maher. Your attitude has been horrible. The third hour of Friday was horrible. You got mad at me because I said you were flexing when the Mets game had already started. You just wanted to give a pick. You've been sullen. You've been curmudgeonly. Now comes the breaking news. I texted Samich, and we're going to have our family vid from Aaron Halterman. I texted Samich, hey, Samo, you got a play you want us to give out. He wrote back, I sent Dustin a video today for the family plays. Now, again, I don't mean to bring dirty laundry on the air, but coupled with your bad attitude, coupled with you putting me in a tough spot with Brandon Ayuk, coupled with you putting me in a tough spot with the Mets game already starting, and now Samo, great friend of ours, partner of ours, sent you a family vid, and we don't have it.
Okay. Well, I had to go look through my spam because it's been so long since Mike Samich was a friend of the show and sent in a family video that my email didn't recognize his email address and sent it into my spam folder. And also, oh, by the way, every other time since we started doing this segment in February, Mike Samich would send a text, hey, sent the video, let me know if you got it. Always get that confirmation text. Didn't get it this time, so I wouldn't put this all on me, Patrick.
No, again, I'm in the middle. When it comes to you and Samo, like I'm it. Straight down the middle. Sure. But it sounds like you're, just to be clear, because he did, I'm seeing he sent confirmation of the video he made today. Did take time out of his day to help out the show. I'm just being clear. Are you blaming this on Samich?
I'm blaming it on technology. I'm just making it clear it's not my fault. I don't care whose fault it is. It's just not mine.
All right. Well, I'll just give the I'll let you two deal with that. Again,
also,
I'm on your team, big guy.
Also, I want to point out, good thing I gave out that Mets pick because they're up 1-0.
Right.
You're welcome.
You disagree with what I've said third hour Friday? Every time, like, we're on TV, you have, like, a frown on your face.
Yeah, it's called RBF. It's natural. I can't get rid of it.
Resting biatch face?
Yeah. It's just my face, man. It's what it does naturally. I actually have to think about smiling.
All right. Well, here's what Samich has. He said, I sent a vid. Anyway, Giants over 2.5 team total.
First five,
of course. I also like the A's laying a half run in the first five. Moneyline steamed all the way to -210, but first five minus a half a run is -120. So the A's, okay? He then continued. Giants are hitting .446 versus Corbin and 83 ABs. Conforto, he's given slash numbers, wind blowing out, blah, blah, blah. So that would have been in a video, but it went to Dustin's spam.
Yes.
Quickly. I'm not trying to tell you how to run your life, but if you go to his video and spam, you can click, like, show me the from this email account all the time so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah. I wonder if he sent from a different email. That's what I wonder what happened here.
Yeah. I've actually heard your argument just because I don't want to have an awkward call after the show. I'm putting this one on Samich.
That's my thing. This is what you do. You want to put blame on someone. It's nobody's fault. But you, Mr. Opinionator, Mr. I come out here and I make sure I have a take on everything, you think you have to have a take on this situation. The situation is technology failed us and it's okay.
Yes, yes. I am Mr. Opinionator because for the last 20 years, I've literally just been paid to give my opinion. So I don't know what any of that means, except you don't know how to work email is the gist of this. Anyway, there's your Samich bet. And Samich, we appreciate you sending the video, but let's clean it up next time.
A little text, a little texty poo. Just let me know what's going on.
All kidding aside, I agree he should have followed up with you. Let me know if you got the vid.
And he normally does.
I'm not even being facetious. I totally agree with that. That's a bad job by him.
Nope, he normally does. He's normally good about it, so I don't know.
You know what? Terrible job by him. Nope. He's in Santa Barbara. He's just luxuriating, thinking the world comes to him. How about a follow-up text, Samich?
Just watching,
you know what I
the
mean,
the
guy?
Watching the ponies all day, thinking the video was sent, not double-checking.
Yeah, Mr. Saratoga. Let's get to the family vid from the Plus Money Prince.
You know him. Aaron Halterman, RacingDudes.com, Mr. 110.
110.
Find all of his great work over at Racing Dudes, also the podcast Dudes Who Bet Sports podcast. And here he is with a Sharp Money family play for today.
Sharp Money family play.
What's up, Sharp Money? Let's kick off a new week, and I'm going to go with the Houston Astros -115 on the road today, taking on the Texas Rangers. Well, Texas, even though they are the defending World Series champions, it has just not been a good year for them. They continue to kind of fade. Pitching has been a problem, and I think pitching will be a problem again today as Andrew Haney gets on the mound for the Rangers, just 4-11 this year. Hunter Brown on the mound for the Astros. He's 9-7 with a 4.11 ERA. However, he's been pitching pretty well of late, very well the last four or five games until his last one. He kind of struggled a little bit. I think, though, his second half form has been very good. I think if he shows up with a big game, I think this would be a pretty easy win, really, for the Astros. You know, the Astros are battling for a playoff spot while the Rangers are really slipping. So I think this game means a little more tonight for the Astros. So give me the Houston Astros -115 for my best bet of the day.
Astros for the Plus Money Prince, RacingDudes.com. That's a guy that's blowing up in the space and a good friend. Again, Samich, Giants, first five, team total over 2.5. That money line on the A's is -210, steamed up, so he's going to lay the half a run at -120 in the first five. I've actually had a time to process it,
okay,
and now I'm all in on you.
It's not my
fault. I think
fault.
This is on Samich.
Yeah.
You still were mean to me about it. I'm just literally trying to do the best for the show, and you're always getting, like Bill Belichick, you're getting very defensive.
I think that would be your history and how you normally react to things, and then I know that if you're going to start reacting to something, I have to act a certain way to get things done, because if not, we'd be sitting here and I'd be crying to America about how, yes, you're right, it is my fault.
Uh-oh, we have receipts. He just copied and pasted a text message chain between the two of you. And he said, you asked for a video. He sent it 5 minutes later.
But there was no text from him saying, just sent. I don't know what he's doing with his day.
It's like, if you go on a date, you got to say, did you get home okay?
Yes. Yes, it's called confirmation.
Look, Samich does a lot of things right.
No, we can't let America see what's on this.
He's wrong. Let's close tabs in the last minute and a half here, big guy. This is your time to shine. Again, I'm on your team, just so you know.
You said Egypt is in Africa. It's actually a transcontinental country that spans both Africa and Asia.
Okay, that's what I meant.
Steve recommended a book called Comp City, not to be confused with the song Rack City, which I prefer.
Rack City. Okay. I like that song.
The movie that Steve referenced, Other People's Money, was from 1991, which is actually later in the normal references for movies from Steve.
Yeah. Again, he's usually Robert Redford, 60s-ish. So that was a timely reference.
It stars Danny DeVito, Gregory Peck, and Penelope Ann Miller. Let's see. You said you were a technical person, so I wanted to know what the opposite of that is. The opposite of a technical person is a general, untechnical, unspecialized person.
Okay, fair enough.
And
listen, friendship's important. Oh, sorry.
And one more. Just Brandon Dunes in Oregon, where our guy Brad Feinberg played, apparently only one of the holes isn't immediately adjacent to the Pacific coastline.
Friendship's important. I want to thank Noops. I want to thank Brad Feinberg. I want to thank Steve Fezzik. And still my friend Mike Samich, you know, host of The Handle. I want to thank you as well for your effort today. Anything you want to say to Samich on the way out?
No, I want to thank James Polk for that coastline at that golf course.
Okay, of course, manifest destiny. Yes, we'll see you tomorrow here, Sharp Money.